ever heard of patients developing rashes or irritation from their braces, it might not be just coincidence. Hey guys, today we're talking about allergic reactions caused by titanium and nickel, two metals commonly used in orthodontics. We'll look at what the research says about these sensitivities, how to recognize them early, and what options exist for safer treatments. When we talk about allergies in orthodontics, most of us think of nickel. It's the usual suspect, common, well-documented, and occasionally troublesome. Titanium, on the other hand, has enjoyed a reputation for being completely inert. A recent Croatian study, however, makes us look twice at that assumption. The researchers examined over 200 orthodontic patients with fixed appliances. They performed patch testing for nickel and four different titanium compounds and asked the participants about possible allergy-related symptoms, things like oral burning, taste changes, or swelling. What did they find? About 14% of patients showed sensitization to nickel, but only 4% to titanium. A small number, just 2%, reacted to both metals. Nickel sensitivity, as expected, was higher in women and in adults. Statistically, adult age and, interestingly, watery eyes were the only significant predictors of nickel sensitization. No clear symptom predicted titanium allergy. So while patients often report sensations like burning or metallic taste, these don't seem to correlate with true allergic sensitization. From a clinical perspective, this is important. Titanium allergy is rare, but it does occur. Substituting titanium brackets in patients with nickel allergies isn't always safe. Some will react to both. For those cases, ceramic brackets might still be the best option. I appreciate that the study was well designed and transparent about its limits. It was cross-sectional, so we can't infer causality. Self-reported symptoms are notoriously unreliable, and the number of titanium-positive patients was small. Still, the findings remind us to stay critical and evidence-based in our material choices. In summary, allergic sensitization to nickel and titanium is uncommon in orthodontic practice and difficult to predict from symptoms alone. But we should remain aware, especially in adult women or patients with known metal allergies. Testing rather than guessing remains the gold standard. Thanks for watching. I'm Dr. Martin Baxman. Let's bring science back to orthodontics.